Hi, and welcome to The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. Well, we're back. Well, I'm back for another episode because I'm not talking to Justin right now, so fuck him. Instead of talking to Justin, what I've been doing is spending time with my boo, Karen, and we just been hanging out all week long. And I know that she loves it. Matter of fact, let's talk to her right now. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just so glad that we've been spending time today together and for the last couple of weeks because, you know, it's all about us.
Don't you got some, aren't you supposed to get up with Justin?
No, because fuck him. Like, I told you what he did, right? He brought me to some ghetto ass roach factory and tried to get me to put $70,000 into his bullshit pyramid scheme.
You know what? I think that regardless of your own personal fit or, you know, opinions about this, you need to go spend some time with him. Because all this time around me, this is getting a little bit much.
But I've been spending time with you, baby. And that's really what matters, is that we can hang out. Because, you know, even though I'm a house husband, at the end of the day, I still have to be a husband.
You know what? I need my space, you know. It's not you, it's me. I need my space.
I need
time to myself.
Right.
And you're kind of getting on my nerves a little, you know, kind of getting on my nerves a little bit. I enjoy your time that you spend with Justin a lot. Probably more than you do.
Well, I mean, fuck him. If he don't want to apologize, then he kicked me out of his little raggedy ass spot anyway. So, I mean, it's really about us right now. And I think you need to really understand that.
I mean, I understand that and all, but you know, y'all are good friends. You know, I don't think you should.
We were good friends.
Like I said, y'all are good friends, and I think you need to go and patch this up and spend more time with him and not me.
Well, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Now I'm tired of this nigga. Every time I turn around, he in my goddamn face. I turn around, he's in my face. I shower, he's in my face. I wake up, he's in my face. This motherfucker need to get with his best friends so they can be friends and house husbands together. I'm tired of this nigga. You know, I know I love him and all. And he claims he loves me, but, you know, my thing is that he needs to go get with his best friend because this nigga is getting on my motherfucking nerves. Well, you just need to get up with Justin for some drinks.
Well, I mean, you know, I might just get up with him then if it's really... I just, you know, he just did me so wrong, but fine. I will go talk to Justin if you really think that that's the best thing for us.
I do.
All right, fine. So I realize that I need to get up with Justin so we can have some drinks. Sometimes, you know, house husbands, we go through our little squabbles, our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, all we really got for each other is each other. And Karen said I am getting on her nerves, so maybe it's time that we sat down and had a couple of drinks and hashed things out, because you can't keep having all this beef all the time. Hey, Justin, man, thank you so much for joining me here at Bailey's and just sitting down with a couple of Cosmos so we can work out our issues over brunch.
Yeah, I was shocked to see your number pop up on my phone. What you want?
Well, you know, things kind of felt like they left off on a bad note, and it's been like a week, and I felt like, you know, things didn't go the best way that they could when you were trying to get me to, you know, join into your haircut and check cashing place, cut the checks.
You know, cut the checks has always been my dream ever since I was a little kid. Even though it was a fresh opportunity, I've always wanted to have a barbershop / check cash in place. We were going to be to sell liquor and things like that, but
well, you're right, man. And that's what made me think, like, you know, I need to put my ego to the side, and you know, I'll help you out, man. I can put in what I can. You know, I don't know about $70,000, but you know, if this is a dream that you want to accomplish, man, and I'm ready to help you out.
You know, at the end of the day, man, I'm just glad we back on speaking terms, you know, house husbands for life.
Of course.
Let's order some drinks.
Yeah, let's get these drinks going and talk about it, man. So how's everything going to cut the checks now?
Well, you know, things not turning out really the way I want it. You know, I wanted to sell liquor, not able to get the liquor license.
Oh, damn, you couldn't get the liquor. That was like a big part of your plan because you wanted to add the drinks to it.
Right. You know, it was important to be able to get the customers drunk and have a fun work environment for even employees where they can have drinks while cutting hair.
Yeah, you know what? Because if you get the liquor license, then all of a sudden they can get drunk. Now they're making bad decisions, setting out them high interest payday loans.
Right, right. It all goes hand in hand. The other thing too, man, zoning permits weren't approved. Apparently it was.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently something happened at the facility. It's condemned, asbestos and things like that. You know, I thought the orange tape that they had around the building was to keep other investors from investing.
Oh, see, I thought that was all part of your decorations, because remember when we went inside and they had the chalk body, like, outline things, and I thought that was a real cool floor design?
Right. See, I thought maybe it was something from Halloween, but apparently... the area isn't necessarily the best area, and that isn't the best building.
See, I told this motherfucker last week that that little rundown hole in the wall piece of shit was a terrible ghetto ass investment. But nah, he had to be all fast like he was right and want me to put $70,000 into his cheap ass non-investigated investment. And of course I backed out, and now look who's right. Me. Oh man, that's just terrible to hear, dude. I really do hate that it even went down like that, man, because I was ready to really put in and invest with you.
Yeah, man. You know, I still hope that the building will, you know, some repair work is just going to take more money than I thought to get it done. So I'm just looking to get some other investors and get them involved in the project. Maybe get some Latinos to come in and do the work.
Yeah.
The building.
Well, I'm really surprised that they had such a high asking price if it was condemned and, you know, possibly a crime scene. And in the west side of Charlotte, too. I mean, that really seems like a pretty steep rate.
You know, I think they was doing it because I'm so well known in the city, that they feel like, you know, a baller like myself, that, you know, they could just charge whatever they want.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, prestige does have a price, you know. Oh man, but these, you know, why these Cosmos are good. There's another reason I brought you here. That's because we got to talk about the house husband tip of the week.
Oh yes, yes, it's important to help others in their quest for not only marriage but maintaining a happy marriage.
Because when you have happy relationships like us, then you want to spread the love to other people. It's like you have a burden almost to advise other people on how to find their happiness.
You know, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's what I, exactly. Husbands in the house. You know what I'm saying? Today, the tip that we want to talk about is monitoring your woman's friends.
Now, this motherfucker talking about husbands in the house, and I know for a fact him and Karen going to counseling. He forget his wife and my wife friends. He talking about maintaining a happy home. What the fuck does he know about a happy home? When the last time he cooked a meal for his woman? When the last time he rubbed her feet? This nigga don't know shit.
A lot of people out here, they think they know what they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. You know, when you see me and Karen walking down the street holding hands, you go, that is a happy couple that definitely has no problems at all ever. So, you know, first, yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, man, one of the things that I definitely enjoy about being married is the jealousy of other people when they see how happy we are.
Exactly. They're always judging. They don't know anything. First things first, these are people you want to keep from around your woman. It's very important to control your woman, not only her body and her soul, but her mind. And one of the ways you can keep someone's mind controlled is keeping outside influences away from them. You don't want them thinking thoughts that you don't allow them to think.
Man, that is the worst, a woman with an independent mind.
Yes, I hate when my wife walks in the house and has some idea from somebody else that she's trying to run through me. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, I don't play that shit.
Did I give you that thought?
Right. I will look her dead in her eyes, walk around the corner and into the other room in the bathroom and turn on the sink and be like, bitch. So first things first, you want to keep single men away from your woman. Seems like something that is obvious that most people would know, but men obviously be trying to fuck. And you don't want that kind of pressure on your woman.
And how many dudes out here thinking with their dick when they know their dick is not their friend?
Exactly. So if you can't trust that kind of decision making around your woman, single men off limits.
Man, another thing you want to do is get her a job where men aren't allowed to work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like being a cashier.
Mm-hmm.
A teller.
Bank tellers. Working in a beauty salon.
Definitely. And you know? Any men that are there, they just going to give her fashion tips.
Right. I would love, like, I would let my woman work in a Broadway play because all those men are homosexuals.
Yep. Working in a bra store.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. But once you get into a situation where she's around other people's cocks, you don't know how that's going to work out. Another person I keep my women away from, single women. That's right. Not just single men, single women.
And these single women out here are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently putting bad ideas in your woman's head.
And then you gotta
go in and wash those bad ideas out.
Playing all that Beyonce and shit around your woman. Now she want to be independent.
Talking about bae giving me life.
Right.
Bitch, I gave you life.
I need a soldier. What? No, what you need is a seat. That's what you need to do.
Have one.
Have many. That's what I say.
Man, you know what else is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my woman giving eye contact to other men when we having a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like, if a man comes in my house, I say, Karen, you got to leave the room.
Exactly. Go stand over there. Go to another room. Go stand to the side. If I'm at the mall and we run into someone else, go stand over to the side till I'm done.
That's why whenever I go to hang out with Justin, what do? We go out and have drinks.
Right.
Go have Cosmos and eat brunch. Because I don't need no woman coming in my house trying to be like, I know I'm married to you, but I'm going to look him in the eyes. Are you crazy? Reckless eyeballing? No, I don't think so.
All right. If that was to happen, if Turquoise ever looks you in the eyes, you let me know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll report. I'll tell right away because I don't play that.
She knows she's supposed to look down at her feet.
Yes, exactly.
At all times.
Turk has looked me in the eyes several times, y'all. I don't even know what this fool's talking about. I'll be like, are you going to control her right now? And then I look right in Justin's eyes. I'm like, Turk is looking me in my eyes. And then he be looking at me like, I can't do nothing with her. But now he on the show, so he trying to front like he know what's going on. Whatever, nigga. Just keep being a bitch then.
The other thing, man, is that when you want to control your woman's mind, don't allow her to wear any dresses, skirts, or shorts.
Yes.
It's pants only.
Right. When my wife comes home, somebody was hitting on me at the gas station. I go, look what you got on. I don't care what it is. I just say, well, look what you got on. There's only one acceptable piece of clothing, and you know what that is, Justin.
Oh, I know what that is. Up top.
Up top. Put that burka on, girl. Eyes only.
And now, some of y'all don't know what a burka is.
Yeah. It's a piece of clothing that, if you ever seen any Muslim movies, and you go, is that woman a ninja in a dress? No, that's a burka. So you ain't supposed to be looking at her. And it better cover the ankles, too. Right. Because I don't play that.
Now, and there is a website you can go to and order those. It's called theblackguywhotips.com.
Mm-hmm. Go right there and go to the premium section. Make sure you also check out the clothing section because there's a lot of stuff there. Make sure you get t-shirts that you can cover up everything with, okay? Just order extra large. The other thing, too, I like to say, keep your woman away from religious people.
Man, I don't care if it's Jehovah's Witnesses, and they don't celebrate anything.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter to me. I'm talking about they want to pray.
Right.
Pray? You better pray to this dick.
Right. Get on your knees and worship D's. That's what I say.
Up top on that.
Yes, right. Exactly. Husband's in the house. And, of course, the last group for me. Family. If I had a dollar for every time somebody in Karen's family tried to come in here and talk some common sense to her, oh, you need to leave him. He ain't got no job. He just sit at home podcasting all day. No, leave her alone. She is happy. And that's all that matters is I fooled her. And so I don't care about your family at this point. They got to stay the hell away.
Now, see, my problem is kind of the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Her family, they want something all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you babysit during the day? I know you at the house.
Right.
Can I stop by and use y'all washing machine?
Can I use your car since you're going to be at home all day?
You know what I mean? Can Turquoise come over and do X, Y, and Z? No.
Right. What kind of question is that?
Hell no. Matter of fact, how did you get this number?
Exactly. I will hang up on somebody, mama. You know, Karen gets 10, 12 calls from her mama a week that I hang up on. She don't know about them calls.
Mm-hmm.
She just think Karen not speaking to her.
I go through the call ID and delete it too.
Yeah, I will change her mama's name to this nigga in our caller ID. And I'd be like, oh, this nigga calling again, and hang right up.
And see, that serves two purposes.
Mm-hmm. That's what it matters.
Because Karen is like, who is this nigga calling me? And at the same time, you know. And it's like, I don't know, baby. I wouldn't answer.
Yep. Well, you know what, Justin, man? I'm real glad that we were able to work everything out, man. And I really hope that Cut the Check still gets off the ground, man. I want you to know that I'm here for you, man. And I'm glad that you came out to have drinks and discuss, you know, these women problems.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm so glad, too. And then, you know, I also wanted to meet with you, get up sometime next week so we can talk about your next adventure.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. I you know, I always have different irons in the fire, but we'll get up on that next week. Until then, make sure you guys out there are watching your woman, but also watching her friends. We'll be back next week with another episode of The Real House Husbands. So,
One last tip.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it think.
That's right. All right. Well, we should probably go ahead and, get to wrapping up soon. I mean, it's not like I got to go. I can say whatever I want to out here. I mean, cause I'm running shit.
Hey, what you doing over there? We're about to wrap.
We're about to go. So, this is another episode of Real House Husbands. We'll be back next week if everything goes okay with Karen. All right, y'all. Till next week. Peace.